Lesson 10, Soaking Session. Well, here you are again, ready to engage with the Lord. So as you know, it's important to find a quiet and restful place where you are undistracted, where you can enjoy God's presence and His love as He fills you. He desires to soak you in His truth, truth about Him, truth about you, and the beautiful wealth that He has created for you to enjoy. Let's begin by taking some nice deep breaths as you come into peace in His presence. He is the breath of life. Breathe in His love, His purity, abundance, and power. Focus on Him. And as you breathe out, release stress, fear, and anxious thoughts. Breathe in His grace and peace and bounty. And as you exhale, release tension and negativity. Focus on the beauty, greatness, wealth, splendor, and extravagance of God. All things are possible in Him. He is for you, and His goodness follows you all the days of your life. Continue to breathe in His truth, and then breathe out any mindsets that oppose His truth. Nice, deep, relaxing, and cleansing breaths. God has freely given you power to make wealth. By faith, receive that power. Receive God's ability. His power is wisdom and His favor that is available to you. Receive His promise deep into your spirit with every breath. God gives you wealth in five areas. As you are soaking in Him, receive each of these blessings of wealth. The first is your spiritual wealth. When Jesus is in your life, you are spiritually wealthy. When you have Jesus, you have everything. And the more you grow in Him, the wealthier you become. All things are held together by Him. All things flow from Him. You are wealthy in Him. You are spiritually wealthy. Receive this truth. Soak in this reality and be filled. Meditate on His presence within you. Thank you. The second area of wealth God has given you is relational wealth. The kingdom is built on relationships. Relationships with Him, with family, friends, and with others He appoints to your path. When you have healthy relationships, you have relational wealth. Give God thanks for the beautiful relationships He has given you, and receive more relational wealth as you soak in Him. If you believe, you will receive. Receive from Him more divinely appointed, healthy, and beautiful relationships. Can you see this wealth filling your life? Can you see broken relationships coming into health and wholeness? Can you see special new relationships being given to you? The third area is physical wealth. You have power to receive the wealth of a strong, healthy, fit body, filled with vitality, favored appearance, and glory. Let His wealth fill your physical body now. Soak in His glory. Soak in His strength. Let your physical body receive the wealth of His presence. The fourth area of wealth is provisional wealth. God has given you power to obtain and create material wealth. All the earth is His, its fullness, and all it contains. That means all the gold, the silver, the oil, the cattle, the fish, the crops, everything, all of it. And He wants to increase you in His bounty and goodness. Like Abraham and Solomon, He desires to establish you in abundance and wealth. Can you see it? Can you see yourself being established in His wealth? If not, why not? Are there things blocking you? Maybe you do not feel worthy. Perhaps you believe a lie about God's desire to bless His people. Ask Him, what blocks are in your way? What lies do you believe about your personal, provisional wealth? Now ask God to show you your breakthrough. Imagine your life when it is full of unlimited provisional wealth. No blocks in the way, and yet you have absolutely no love of money at all operating within you. Can you see it? Can you see His bounty being poured out upon you and through you? The fifth area is the wealth of influence. If you are rich, but you are not influencing the world around you, then you're not wealthy. God wants you to influence. When you have spiritual wealth with powerful anointing, you will influence people in the Spirit's presence and power and draw them close to God. When you are wealthy with provisional wealth, you will be granted influence amongst many, as you become a great blessing. You are called to influence. Imagine yourself in a place of great influence among others. What does that look like to you? Dream big. Receive all He has for you, and then see yourself stewarding and distributing what He entrusts you with. Dream about how you will serve others. What does that look like? You are successful and wealthy. You add value and blessing to others. This is God's will for you.